And so there are certain practical steps that we can take that Allah and His Messenger have taught us, by which we can protect our homes from shaitan, not allowing him to even enter our homes. The first tip is that whenever we enter our homes, we should enter in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith in Sahih Muslim that if a person mentions the name of Allah when entering his home, shaitan, he turns to his buddies, his followers, and he says to them, "You have no place to spend the night tonight." Number two, when we enter our homes, we enter by saying salam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. When you enter homes, when you enter any home, then say salam upon those who are in the homes. This is a tahiyya. This is a greeting from Allah, which is blessed and which is good. Number three, making our homes a place of ibadah and a place in which we pray in. Not only coming to the masjid to pray our salawat while neglecting praying in our homes. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith found in Bukhari and Muslim, the best salah of a person, afdalu salat al-mar, salatuhu fi baytihi ba'da al-maktubah, that the best salah of a person is his salah at home. Besides the obligatory salah, the five daily salawat, yes, to pray in the masjid is better than to pray at home. But besides that, the rest of our salawat, praying our sunan, our nawafil, we should make it a point to pray them at home. Number four, the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially reciting the Quran, and especially reciting a particular surah of the Quran, and that is Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, giving us a parable comparing two kinds of homes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, مَثَلُ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَالْبَيْتَ الَّذِي لَا يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of the home in which Allah is remembered in versus the home in which Allah is not remembered in is the example of the living and the dead. Finally, the last point is removing things that prevent the angels from coming into our homes, thus allowing the enemies of the angels, the devils and the shayateen, from taking their place. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this hadith in Sahih Muslim that the angels, they do not enter any house in which there is a dog and in which there are images, pictures, referring to pictures of living creatures. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace to our homes and to distance shaitan and his followers from our homes.